This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. It's Olivia. I told you about the weird spirit in one of my classes in college, and I have another one to tell, but it's something different. I hope you can hear me while I'm driving through the airport as we speak. So I went to on the weekend with my boyfriend to go meet his family at, over the Easter weekend, and I remember talking to his aunt and his mother. We were talking about Christianity, and it kind of got onto the topic of angels and demons, because we were just like, I don't know, we were just talking about it, and I asked him, do you think you guys have, you know, guardian angels, or do you think there's, like, evil that follows you, because some people have these things. It's like, I know a person, he's not Christian, he doesn't believe in this stuff, but he's had something evil follow him throughout his most of his life. I don't want to share, I don't feel like it would be right of me to share the story, but, you know, like, it's just knowing people who have dealt with these things is interesting. I'm getting a little off topic here, I'm sorry. It's like 5 in the morning here, and I'm driving. I was taking 2 exams yesterday to the airport, so I'm a little out of it. But back to what I was saying, when I was talking to them, his aunt brought up a story. He's like, I never told you this. And she looked at his mom, their siblings, and she's like, really, what is it? She's like, well, before you were born, because they're 10 years apart, she said she was in the hospital. I can't recall why, but it was something like she had something going on where she was like in a near death like moment. But she said that when she was laying there, she felt dazed. Like, she said that she remembers this tall, kind of big, like black man who had like a gentle smile on his face, wearing a red velvet suit, come in. And he, like, put something in, like, you know, her IV bag, and he just smiled at her and grabbed her hand and, you know, squeezed it a bit as if he's, like, saying, like, you're going to be okay. And he walked away and left. Not only did she see this man, but her mother, who was fully awake, just in a Arena magazine, saw this man come in. And the next morning, she felt so much better. She felt like a brand new person, like as if like overnight everything that she just, you know, suffered from was gone. And she asked the nurse, she's like, who was the black man in the red suit here last night? Like, I don't recall ever seeing anybody wear this type of outfit ever. And I don't think I've ever seen him before. Like, who is he? I want to, you know, ask him what he did to make me feel better. And the nurses looked at her and they're like, we have no idea who you're talking about. We have no recollection of a man in a red suit coming in. We would have known and documented at the time that he came in, but we never saw anybody. And the mom, her mom was like, wait, no, I saw him too. Are you sure you didn't see anybody? And they're like, no. It was honestly, like, it gave me chills, but, like, good chills. Like, wow. Like, the fact that, you know, her own mother, who is not sick, is fully, like, you know, all right, is sitting there just reading a magazine casually, sees a random man come in and, you know, change something in her daughter's IV and leave. And then the daughter's better, and the nurses are saying, we don't know who you're talking about. That is clearly a sign that there is another entity that is on this earth that looks out for, like, people like us. So I just found that really intriguing. And my boyfriend, who is more of a, how do I say this? He's more left brain. Not that I'm saying that all people who are believers and whatnot are like right brains, but he goes by facts and the book. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He believes in angels and demons, but he doesn't think that, you know, they do anything that will come into our lives. He doesn't believe the Ouija board can cause harm. He doesn't believe that. I don't know. He's weird about it. He always says it's the wind or it was just a dream. but he does respect my stories. And he says, I'm sure something happened to you. It's just whenever I talk to him about stuff that other people have been through, he's like, I don't know about that. But anyway. But he was shocked hearing the story because, you know, he usually tries to be like, well, maybe, like, it was just, like, he tries to find a reason to it, but he couldn't name anything. And I was like, there is a reason for you to talk right now. Like, his, like, you know, your aunt's mother literally saw something, and she was perfectly fine. That's like as if I was sick and you were sitting in the room just checking in on me and seeing this random person come in and doing this and leaving. And, you know, like, you can't explain that. You can't, you know, debunk anything. Sometimes you just got to leave these type of things alone and just, you know, realize there's no answer to it. And so I think he respected his aunt, and he respected the story. Like, after I talked to him a little later, I'm like, I think, like, you know, this just happened. I mean, another small story. My sister, it sounds really harsh, but she's okay. She was hit by a car. I was, like, 10 at the time, and she recalls, because this car thought that they could cut in front of a semi, and the semi hit the car, and it spun out of control, and it hit my sister and smashed her into the, street lamp or whatever. She said she recalled feeling a sudden push on her back. She felt stuck, and it was almost as if, like, somebody came up and shoved her out of the way. And she feels like it was her guardian angel or our grandfather protecting her, because I feel like my grandfather checks in once in a while, but I'll feel like somebody's there. And sometimes I'll hear, like, a sudden, like, you know, like, in the room, or just, like, a cough, or just a, just a weird, like, something, you know, clearing of the throat. It's very masculine, so I feel like it's my grandfather checking in on us. I believe it was a guardian angel, but I also feel like my grandfather could have done it. Sorry, my story's a little everywhere, and I'm just giving my own input on everything, but I just found that story from my boyfriend's aunt, like, fascinating. Like, beautiful, like, you know, piece of, like, God's work here, personally, as a Christian, to know that there are guardian angels in the world that protect us from harm, you know, every day. I've never had an experience, but knowing people that have been through that is just truly fascinating. But I haven't been listening to your podcast for a while. It's been busy on my end, but I started catching up on this trip to the airport, and you guys are doing an amazing job, truly. And to all the people that call in, like, amazing stories, really. But God bless y'all. I hope you have a great day. Forgive me if this is, like, a little long, but yeah. Bye. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.